Okay, last week we discussed in the context of Chiloy, Rav Pinkus described to us Birchos HaShachar, the way we begin our day, an attitude of gratitude, Tony Robbins. We start off by being appreciative and recognizing the blessings in our life. We spoke about last week, not taking for granted that our plumbing is working, right, inside our bodies and inside our homes. Not taking for granted that we have the ability to walk and to see and to stand upright. Noam should have a refuah shleima. We should not take for granted the blessing of being able to learn Torah and having the light in our life. Amen. All the birchos hashachar. And Rav Pinkus continues by developing birchos psuke dezimra, the way we start our day. We mentioned at the end of last week that psuke dezimra really are, or birchos hashachar rather, are not part of davening. They're part of the way that we wake up. Davening begins with psuke dezimra. Psuke dezimra is how we meditate and reflect and focus and introspect, so that our davening, when we stand, when we're omed lefnei ha-melech, the amida will be meaningful because we understand before whom we stand and who we speak. But birchos hashachar, they're not part of davening per se. They're part of the way that we begin our day. We're in the second paragraph, page kuf chaf beis os hey. Sharim betfila chiloi. Today is January something. Okay. Acharkach. Rabbi Rakefet, who's speaking Monday night, used to start shiur that day. It's January, whatever. Today's Tevis. This is Ran Rakefet. And we begin. Acharkach, over in the Seder HaKarbonos, v'sham machlis ruach chayim l'chol ha'olam kulo. After we continue Birchas HaShachar, we then go to the world of Karbonos, the world of sacrifices. And there, we give an energy, a ruach chayim, a spirit of life to the whole world. We describe korbanos, the korbanos, the sacrifices that we offer the Almighty, are likened to korboni lachmi lechem. Bread is the staple of humanity. Bread gives us the energy, it nourishes us to be able to function. The other day, last week, was a fast day. By the end of that day, we all felt weak and dizzy and needed a nap and desperate for a cup of coffee. Bread, food, is the nourishment that allows us to fully function. It gives the world its purpose because we're able to function in it. Kadosh Baruch Hu Nishmas HaOlam. The Ribono Shel Olam is the life force of the universe. K'mo She'alechem Ba'Olameinu Mechaber Bein HaNeshama LeGuf. Just as bread is the bridge between the body and the soul. Because unless the body's nourished, the soul can't find expression. Shezei yisod ha-chayim. Kena korbonosim etzem kiyam ha-olam. Similarly, the sacrifices are the life source of the world. Al derech shenemar tenuoz l'elokim. Vein tosefes chayim ha-tviyim l'chol ha-briya. Kein shaar kol prote ha-seder ha-rishon shel ha-tfila. Ha-brachos u-korbonosim kulam inyanam la-amid olam u-mla'o al-tikunam ha-nachon. The notion of a korban is such an important symbolism the way we begin our day. A rabbi last week wrote a very controversial piece. It was a prayer to God that there not be a third temple. He doesn't understand sacrifices. May there never be sacrifices. That's not the Jewish way. Our davening is replete with references for longing for a third Beis HaMikdash and for the return of our being able to offer. And granted, we have to acknowledge and validate that for us, we think we're advanced, progressive man, 2015. It's hard to relate to the idea of sprinkling blood and burning fats and removing organs and burning offerings. That seems so archaic and arcane and barbaric and distant from our experience. But we have to understand, not a reyach nichoach to us, right? First of all, anyone who enjoys a good barbecue, it shouldn't be that foreign to them, first of all. But second of all, this symbolism is so meaningful. Rav Pinkus is describing it here. Rav Hirsch describes it, I think, in a very, very beautiful way. And I try to think about it every morning when saying Karbanos, instead of rushing through it. The prophets already, our prophets after the destruction of the temple, didn't say, good, good riddance, enough of those sacrifices, now we can become advanced. Our prophets longed for the return and told us, Uneshama Parim Sfasenu, that through our lips we offer today's sacrifices. When we say the Karbanos and we tap into their symbolism and meaning, we gain the value, the equivalent of had we offered them. What's the symbolism, says Rav Hirsch? The animal represents the animal inside us. As progressed as we've become, I think that we are more, in some ways, a more animalistic generation than many that came before. We've progressed, but we've regressed when it comes to morality, when it comes to temptation, when it comes to pornography and imagery, and when it comes to desire. We've become even more animalistic, so sacrifices in some ways are needed more than ever. Says Rav Hirsch, the imagery of the sacrifice is you take the animal instinct, that animal impulse, the piece of you that wants to act like an animal, eat what you want, look at what you want, say what you want, touch who you want, be with who you want, that animal inside us, we sacrifice it on the bama, we sacrifice it on the mizbeach. We tell God, I am hereby sacrificing the animal inside me. Says Rav Hirsch, the fats represent man's indulgences. The blood represent man's luxuries. I sprinkle the blood to say that, God, I direct my luxuries to you. I burn the fats to say my indulgences, God, I'm going to be consumed. I burn them to you. All of the imagery of all the components of the sacrifices, Rav Hirsch finds beautiful meaning. Not just some barbaric act. But if you're mindful and present, both when it was performed and today, when it is said, then you are transformed before you even begin your day. When you say Korbanos in the morning, before you even start your day, what you're saying is, my day will be filled with animal temptation. I'm going to be tempted to stuff my face. I'm going to be tempted to gaze at images. I'm going to be tempted to say a certain thing or forward a certain email. I'm going to be tempted to give in to my animal impulse. But when I say those Korbanos, what I'm pledging is, God, I am sacrificing the animal in me to you. I want to be the Tzelem Elokim. I pledge to be a godly spirit in complete control. And that is a Reach Nichoach. That is so pleasant to the Ribono Shel Olam. To hear that pledge, to receive that commitment, to renew that affirmation that we are Tzelem Elokim, not just an animal pursuing our animal interests and needs, that's Reach Nichoach. That is the most pleasant aroma. That is the most beautiful sacrifice. So again, the mechanism I'm validating is hard for us to relate to. Go buy the animal, the sheep, the lamb, bring it to the Kohen. He cuts its throat, places it on the altar, you know, removes its innards. In different cases, different kinds of korbanos. Some are burned entirely. Some you're allowed to eat its meat. Some pieces are given to the Kohen. Some the blood is sprinkled. Some the fat is burned. It's hard to identify. But if you understand the symbolism, it's easier to understand. You know, we're just used to strapping a piece of a cow on your arm and head every day. But had you not been used to it now, you'd also say that's archaic and barbaric and crazy. But that's what we're doing. We're strapping an animal to our arm and our head every morning. And when the korbanos return, they will become normal for us and hopefully will bring the mindfulness that gives it that meaning that Rav Hirsch is describing. Achar kach ola ha'adam lios kedugmas ha'malachim lashir shiras ha'olam kula. After we've woken up with gratitude and after we turn to the notion of korbanos, what's the root of the word korban, by the way? It's not just sacrifice like, you know, that's other religions. Sacrifice for the name of God. You have to be sacrificed on the altar of, you have to give of yourself. That's not Judaism. The root of the word korban is karov. The goal is to feel close to God. The goal is for your Tzelem Elokim to return home and to feel connected and to feel close. The korban is not something we should dismiss. I think I got my weekly message out of this morning. I'm going to write about this. But that's not the goal of the korban. The goal is to result of feeling close to the Almighty by expressing and promoting and reinforcing our Tzelem Elokim over our animal soul. To reject korbanos is to reject that battle and that fight. It's to reject that symbolism. And so, while we have in so many ways progressed in a way that sacrifices seem so foreign to us, our generation, because we've also regressed morally, sacrifices or its symbolism in many ways are even more necessary than ever. We'll stop here. We'll continue with that next paragraph next week. Have a wonderful day.